弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
看到一些人，我就知道 Spring Break 来了。
I recognize some of you coming back. I know Spring Break is here.
没看到一些人，我也知道 Spring Break 来了。
Yeah, and I know some people is not here. Also, that is indication of the spring break.
大家知不知道这个东西？这个是我们今天的主题。这一幅画呢是一个逃跑的灵魂。
The picture is not showing yet, but
what's wrong?
Was it on?
I don't know. Okay.没关系哈，这个anyway, 它是一幅中国的水墨画。
Anyway, this is a watercolor painting. The theme is a soul that's running away.
Yeah. 你有没有玩过一种玩具？我们叫它做这个回旋镖。
I'm wondering, have you ever played with one of those toys called boomerang?
它是一个好像。这种形状的东西哈，这个有一点像直角的一个齿，你把它丢回去，丢出去以后呢，它会飞一个弧形，然后最后回到你的身上。
I'm sure some of you play with it. It's like a curved bar. When you throw it in the air, it will circulate in the elliptical path and come back to you.
其实它是一个澳洲原住民打猎的器具。
And that was used by Australian Aborigines as a weapon for hunting.
我不知道大家有没有这样一个感觉哈，就是我们属灵的路径哈，好像也像那个回旋镖一样。
Well, I'm wondering whether you have a feeling sometimes that our spiritual journey sometimes is going like a path of this boomerang, it going around and come back.
有些时候我们觉得，哎呀，自己离神好近哦，好像我们自己就在神的手里面一样。
Sometimes we have a feeling that we are in God's hand and we're close to God.
可是呢，有些时候我们又觉得离神好远啊，好像完全看不到神。
And another time that you kind of you far away from God and you don't seem to see God.
然后呢，隔一阵子又飞到神的手里。
And then after a while, then you come back to God.
然后呢，隔一阵子又离神好远了。
And after a while, then you are kind of far away from God again.
好像我们就常常一直就这样跑开神，又回到神的身边，跑开神，又回到神的身边。
So kind of like back and forth, running away and back to God again.
这好像是信主的人都有的一个经验。
Well, it most likely reflects most our experience.
就是我们常常从神的面前跑走，然后呢，隔一阵子又跑回来。
It's like we're in God, in front of God, and then sometimes you run away from God.
然后呢，又跑回来，又跑出去，跑回来，又跑出去。
And back and forth, run it away and come back, run it away and come back.
一直要到有一天，我们好像觉得稳定了，好像对付了一些东西，你才真正的会在神的面前待下来。
Until one day you settle down.Then you'll stay in God's hand.
我们刚刚读的经文，相信大家都不陌生，而且这是一段非常戏剧性的记载。
And I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with this passage we just read, and it's pretty dramatic.
就是雅各半夜跟神摔跤。
Jacob was wrestling with God in the middle of the night.
而且呢，摔了一整夜。
And wrestling with God whole night.
到了黎明的时候。神才在雅各的大腿窝上摸了一把，雅各才输了。
Not until the dawn, God touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and then Jacob was defeated.
我相信读圣经的人常常被这一幕所吸引。
Well, a lot of time we are being drawn to this scene.
你会想说，人跟神怎么摔跤呢？
Well, a lot of time you were thinking about how can a man wrestle with God.
然后你会觉得，哎呀，雅各好厉害哦，他跟神摔跤摔了一整夜都没有输哎。
Sometimes we're kind of focusing how strong Jacob is. He was able to wrestle with God.
你会觉得这一幕好像是一个动作片、武侠片里面的一个场景，对不对
？It looks a lot like an action film.
两个武林高手在对打，哇，打得天昏地暗，日月无光。
It's like a contest or competition between two martial arts experts.
那最后呢，有一个人用了一个绝招，打败了对手。
And at the end, one of the competitors are using a stunt to win the other the opponent.
非常的精彩。
It was pretty dramatic.
其实我要告诉各位弟兄姐妹。我们今天不是在看一个动作片。
But I want you to turn your focus away from kind of like an action film.
我们其实是在看一个剧情片。
But we need to pay attention in detail, so kind of watch this as a drama film.
我先告诉大家，这一段经文的重点在第三十节。
The focus on of this passage in verse 30.
那一段。那一节经文说，雅各在那个地方给那个地方取了一个名字，叫做皮努伊勒。
Jacob called the place Peniel。
这个地名的意思就是神的面。
This the name the meaning of this place is the life of God,
the face of God,
or the face of God
啊，不是你吃的那个面，是这个 face,
the face of God。
意思说，我面对面见了神。
It means I saw God face to face.
而我的性命仍然得以保存。
Yet my life was spared.
换句话说，雅各知道自己摔跤的对象是神。
Well, at the end, Jacob knew who he was wrestling with. It's God.
所以如果我们问雅各认识神吗？各位的答案会是什么？
If you ask yourself a question, does Jacob know God?
雅各认识神吗？各位的答案应该是他当然认识，对不对？
The answer should be yes, he does know God.
因为他生在以撒的家里。
Because he's in the family of Isaac.
他从小就认识这一个神。
Because when he was born, he knew God.
但是如果我问大家，雅各见过神没有？
But if I ask you a question, has Jacob seen God?
他从小就认识这一位神，但是雅各见过神没有？
Jacob knew God from he was born, but has Jacob ever seen God himself?
哦，那答案就不一样了。
Then the answer will be different.
雅各是在亚伯渡口这里才见了神。
Jacob only saw God at the ford of Jacob. Jacob.
那么我再问大家，认识神跟见过神一不一样呢？
Then I will ask you a question: whether is there a difference between knowing God and seeing God?
各位，你知道这是不一样的。
Of course, they are not the same.
约伯说过一句话。
Job said the following.
他说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼见你。
My ears have heard of you, now my eyes have seen you.
认识神跟遇见神、见过神是不一样的。
There's a difference between knowing God and seeing God.
我们可以透过圣经认识神，我们可以透过讲道认识神，我们也可以在祷告里认识神，但是我们却未必见过神。
We can know God through reading the Bible, through preaching, through prayer, but we probably would not see God ourselves.
所以我们在这里，弟兄姐妹，你不是在看一个武侠片，不是在看一个功夫片，我们在这一段经文里面看见的是雅各跟神的戏剧性变化。
So what we focusing is really not how they wrestle each other as like an action film, but we need to know, really look at that as a drama. What happened in all these details?
当雅各见过神的面之后，对他又有什么样的影响？
After Jacob met up with God, what his life has been influenced?
所以今天的讲道是我们改变人生系列里面的一个讲道。
So this is one of the serious topic about transformation of our life.
我们要从这个角度来看我们自己的人生。
We need to think about our life from this perspective.
因为我们跟雅各一样，我们都认识神，但是我们却不敢说我们见过神。
Because we're all like Jacob, we know God, but we don't really have seen God before.
这段经文里面，雅各跟神见面的时候是在半夜。
At the according to the passage that Jacob met up with God in the middle of the night.
而且是单独跟神见面。
And he faced God by himself all alone.
你发现雅各的家人那个时候都已经过河了，不在他身边了。
They all their families all passed to the other side of the river.
这个时候跳出来一个人跟他摔跤。
And all of a sudden a person showed up to wrestle with Jacob.
如果你是在看一出电影的话，这个时候就是你骂编剧、骂导演的时候。
Maybe if you see this as a drama film, you'll be complaining to the director or the playwriter.
哎，这是什么戏呀？你也交代一下这个跳出来的人身份嘛。
What kind of film is this? You should have talked about who is this person.
这个人跟雅各有什么关系？
What is the relationship of this person with Jacob?
跟雅各有什么冤仇？
Is any grudge between Jacob and this person?
他来找雅各有什么目的？
What is the purpose of you come to see Jacob?
完全没有交代，嘣就出来，突然跳出来这一个神，这一个人。
And without any mentioning, a person shows up in the in this.
好像两个完全不认识的人一见面就打架了。
It's like a two person does, who doesn't know each other and all of a sudden they start wrestling.
所以你一定说，这是什么烂编剧，这是什么烂导演，怎么会有这样的戏？
And you will probably see this is pretty not a very good drama, not a very good movie.
各位，其实这就是我们要注意的。
Brother and sister, this is exactly what we need to pay attention to.
我问大家啊，如果雅各知道这一个人的身份是神，雅各敢不敢动手啊？
So let me ask you one question. If Jacob knew that was God, would he wrestle with God?
你敢不敢啊？你敢不敢啊？
Would you?
我想雅各不敢。
Well, I believe Jacob would not wrestle with God.
因为他知道这一位神是很了不起的神，他创造宇宙，而且在他祖父的身上行了了不起了不起的大事。
Because he knows God is a marvelous God, he created the universe, and he has done miraculous things on his grandfather, Abraham.
他知道这个神就是跟亚伯拉罕订约的那一个神。
He knows that he's the God that have a covenant with Abraham.
而且更重要的，因为这个才有他的爸爸，也才有他自己。
And because the covenant that he has his father, and that's because, and that is also the other reason he was born.
这一位神是他要敬畏的，这一位神是他不能得罪的，是要尊这个神为大的。
This is the God that he need to fear and need to honor.
但是雅各因为不认识这个神，竟敢跟神动手。
Because Jacob did not really know meet with this God, so he wrestled with him.
弟兄姐妹，换作是你我，我刚才问你，你敢动手吗？
So, if were you or me, would you wrestle with this person?
假如你也在半夜，你也只有一个人，突然有一个人出来跟你也要攻击你，你敢动手吗？
So in the middle of the night, someone shows up and like a stranger, would you wrestle with him?
恐怕你出于自卫会，对不对？我要保护自己，我会动手。
But probably a self-defense, you would do that.
但是如果你发现这个人原来是神，你敢动手吗？
But if you find out the person that shows up in the middle of the night is God, would you wrestle with him?
恐怕你赶快俯伏在地，头都不敢抬起来。
And I believe most of the things you will do, you fall down, and you will not even lift up your head.
假如你说你敢，我一定找 NBC、找 CNN、找 ABC 来。
If you would dare to wrestle with them, I'll find CNC, NBC, and ABC.
哇，这里有一个好勇敢的人，他敢跟这个永生神、创造宇宙万物的神来打架，赶快来看。
Really will be a news. He dare to wrestle with God.
我刚看好像都没有人举手，对不对？
I didn't see anybody showing their hands.
其实我们每个人都举了手。
And as a matter of fact, most of us have already raised up our hands.
而且说不定我们现在有人正在跟神动手。
And maybe at this moment, some of us have wrestled with God.
我相信啊，如果你读旧约、创世纪，没有人会喜欢雅各的。
Well, if you read the Old Testament, most of us wouldn't like Jacob.
为什么？这个人他自私而且狡猾。
We know that this person is selfish and cunning.
他始终为自己打算。
He always planned for himself.
把原本不该得的，他都要想尽办法据为己有。
And take things that doesn't belong to him.
从雅各的身上，你非常容易看出来人心的狡诈。
So we can kind of like see from Jacob the cunningness of human being.
看见人报复的心。
And the heart that a person will revenge.
看见人对神的悖逆。
And we can see also rebellions of human being.
可以说哈，你从雅各的身上完全没有看到神对人的要求。
And you can see that Jacob has not complete what God has commanded mankind to do.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们自己在人生当中也有很多时候像雅各，不是吗？
Well, a lot of time we reflect on ourselves, upon ourselves, we know that a lot of time we'll behave like Jacob.
我们也不会顺服神，我们也不会照着神的旨意去做的，不是吗？
Sometimes we don't surrender to God and we did not follow what God commanded us to do.
我们好像一直从神的话，从神的心意里跑开。
Sometimes we kind of like run away or escape from what God wants us to do and God's mind and God's words.
哎，仗着我们有腿有脚哈，我们就一直从神那里跑开。
So with our legs and feet, we will tend to run away from God.
神希望我们好好的爱神自己。
God wants us to love God.
神希望我们跟他有好的关系。
And God desires that we have a good
relationship
with him.
我们可以敬畏他，我们可以尊从他。
We will revere him and we'll honor him.
可是我们跑开了。
But sometimes we run away.
我们找了很多理由从他面前跑走。
We find a lot of reason to run away from him.
神说，哎呀，你要来祷告啊，你要跟我祷告啊。
God said to us that you need to pray.
我们说，对不起啊，我现在没空。
And sometimes we say, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have time to do that.
我有很多的事情要忙。
I have a lot of matters to attend to.
神说，你要来服侍我。
God said that you need to come and serve me.
我们说呢，对不起哈，我的手里的事情已经够多了。
And sometimes we say that I got a lot of things to attend to, so I don't have time to do that.
神说，你们不要停止聚会。
God said that never stop meeting, gathering.
我们说，对不起哈，我还有比聚会更重要的事情。
And we say, I'm sorry, I have something more important than gathering and meeting.
神说，我是你的神。
God said, I am your God.
我们说，是的，我知道，可是我还有另外一个世界。
But sometimes we said that, yes, I know that, but I have another world.
所以不要说我们是没有见过神的人。
So we shouldn't say we have not seen God.
甚至于如果我们好好的反省一下，我们还不是一个认识神的人。
As a matter of fact, we don't really know God.
因为我们从来没有好好的在神面前，总是跑了又跑，跑了又跑。
And most of the time we didn't stay very closely with God. We run away and come back.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们真的跟雅各一样敢跟神动手，你知道吗？
So brother and sister, we're just like Jacob. We wrestle with God.
如果你仔细想一想，你跟神动手说不定就是在一个小时以前。
If you think clearly, maybe you have just wrestled with God 1 hour ago.
哎呀，今天要早起一个钟头，哎，好挣扎哦。
Oh, today I need to wake up 1 hour early. It's really pretty challenging for me.
我可不可以今天不要去啊？
Maybe I'll stay at home.
你在跟神摔跤。
And that is one incident that you are wrestling with God.
所以你跟神摔跤, 也许在一个小时以前, 也许在一天以前, 也许就在一个星期以前, 弟兄姐妹, 不管多久, 我们都敢跟神动手在摔跤。
So sometimes you reflect upon yourself, maybe 1 hour ago, maybe 1 week ago, you did wrestle with God.
弟兄姐妹, 我劝大家, 赶快松手。
So I'd like to urge you to let go your hands.
不要再跟神摔跤了。
Do not wrestle with God.
你知道圣经里面有两个非常, 我不知道有没有跟大家提过, 非常 critical 的字。
There's a, in the Bible, there's a, two critical words ever recorded.
叫做任凭。
It's called leave alone.
当神放弃了一个人的时候, 他就任凭这个人怎么做。
So ever God leave alone a person, he will let a person do whatever he wants to do.
当神跟一个人摔跤到这个人实在神不想再管了，他就任凭这个人。
So when God wrestles with a person, and at the end of it, it's then God will just leave that person alone.
如果你好好去查考一下圣经，任凭这两个字。 没几次是讲好的事情，绝大部分都是讲坏的事情。
So a lot of time, you find out that recording in the Bible, leave alone, usually that lead to a bad outcome.
任凭瞎子领瞎子。
So leave alone, let the blind lead the blind.
任凭死人去埋葬死人。
Let the dead people, to bury the dead people.
当人不再管这个人的时候, 上帝的心在我们身上已经变冷的时候, 弟兄姐妹啊, 我们真的没有盼望了。
So then we don't have hope when God leave alone.
所以弟兄姐妹, 赶快松手。
So brother and sister, we need to immediately let go our hands.
如果你心里跟神还有什么过不去的, 还有什么你不要放下的, 赶快松手。
So if you have anything you have still that doesn't let go,
免得,
this is the moment you let go your hands.
免得神的任凭在你身上。
So the outcome of the leaving alone would not really happen.
弟兄姐妹, 雅各跟神摔跤, 最后谁赢了?
Well, brother and sister, who actually won the battle when you know who won the battle when Jacob wrestled with God?
我们看上帝。 最后在他的大腿窝上摸了一把，天快亮的时候， 雅各才赢了， 对不对？
So at the end of it, Jacob touched the socket of the hip, and then
可是我告诉各,
he was defeated.
可是我告诉各位, 雅各一开始就输了。
But I want to let you know, Jacob did not win at the very beginning at all.
弟兄姐妹, 你想一想看, 上帝难道不能一开始就去摸雅各的大腿筋吗?
Come to think about it, God can touch the socket of the hip at the very beginning, right?
上帝到,
very simple.
上帝到最后才想出这一招吗?
Did God only think about using this method to defeat Jacob
不是,
at the end of it?
不是, 上帝可以一开始就把雅各打败。
God definitely had the power to defeat Jacob at the very beginning.
只是神 在这个过程当中，一再的在考验雅各，你知不知道你的对手是谁？
God was testing Jacob whether he knew that his rival is God himself.
摔跤是面对面的。
Wrestle is a face-to-face combat.
你不懂的话去问玉广。
If you don't know, then ask 玉光, brother 玉光。
当你面对一个对手的时候，你认不认识他是谁？
If you wrestle with that rival, you would definitely know who that is.
这一夜, 雅各有很长的时间, 有很多的机会可以认识神的。
So all this night, Jacob had a way to find out who that opponent is and who is God.
在这当中, 如果雅各认出那个人原来是神, 他马上得松手, 马上得俯伏在地上。
So Jacob ever noticed this person he was wrestling with is God. He was just bow down and surrender.
而且他要大大的认罪。
And then he will confess his sins.
谁敢跟神动手啊?
who dare to wrestle with God?
你看，神给他一夜的机会，可是他一直没有把握住。
God gave him the opportunity through the whole night, but he didn't grab that opportunity.
最后只好被神去摸一把。
So at the end of it, God has to have his hip disjointed.
只好承受这个失败的下场，而且让神在他身上留下一个记号。
Bear the consequence of defeat and have a symbol left on his body.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们真的知道你现在在跟谁摔跤。
I'm hoping that we all know that who we wrestle with.
常常神借着我们的处境，借着我们的遇见的事、遇见的人，要我们去学功课。
A lot of time God will use a different opportunity and different person.So that we can learn lessons.
神借着这个，我们要来重新塑造我们。
God used those opportunities and put all persons to mold us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真正面对的不是那个困难的环境，不是那个讨厌的人，不是那个很麻烦的事情，我们真正面对的是神自己。
So a lot of times the circumstances of the people that we are facing with is really not justthe circumcision people, but it's God himself.
你知道你现在面对的是那个要敬畏要顺服的神。
You should know that what you're facing is the God that you need to revere.
那你还不快快松手，你还等什么？
So if you know that's the truth, then you should let go your hands and surrender.
快快的降服在这一位神的面前。
So we need, as soon as we find out that the fact that we need to surrender and let go our hands.
千万不要像雅各一样的偏执。
We shouldn't be like Jacob, being so stubbornly biased.
最后让神的手重重的落在我们身上。
And then resulting a heavy hand of God on ourselves.
大腿窝是什么地方呢？
So what is the socket of the hip?
就是我们说的髋关节。
Well, that's what we're referring to as a hip joint.
是大腿骨跟骨盆连接的地方。
It's the joint between the thigh bones and pelvis.
这个地方如果出了问题，是非常疼痛的。
If ever there's any problem happen over here, it's really, really painful.
我们当中有许多的医师，你可以去问问他。他会告诉你，这是人承载重量的地方。
If you ask the doctor, you know that that's where the joint that carry most of the weight.
如果这个地方出了问题，人是很难走路的。
So if there's any problem in the hip joint, it's very, very difficult to walk.
所以从雅各被摸了以后，雅各走路是一瘸一瘸的。
So when Jacob was touched, his socket of hip being touched.Or being disjointed, he was limping along.
仿佛神在跟雅各说：“你再跑跑看吧。”
And it's like God was saying to Jacob, "Now go ahead, try and run away from me now."
你再跑吧。
Go ahead, run again.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要等到这样的光景才松手。
So, brother and sister, we shouldn't wait until this consequence happens before we let go our hands and surrender to God.
我以前碰过一个人。他就是这个地方出了问题。
I have people that I know that have a problem with the hip joint.
他只能每天躺在床上。
He can only lie on the bed.
非常的痛苦。
It's rather painful.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们知道神今天让我们看这一段经文的意思，我们好好的松手。
So we understand, come to the understanding of the true meaning of passage, then we need really let go our hands.
不要再跟神摔跤了，你赢不了的。
So do not wrestle with God because you never win.
你也不要再从神面前跑开的。
And do not run away from God.
因为终究你要回到他的面前。
Because at the end of it, you still need to come back to God.
雅各被打败之后，又出现了几个奇怪的事。
After Jacob being defeated, there was a couple strange things that happened afterwards.
第一个就是他不让这个人走。
The first thing Jacob did not want this person to leave.
还要这个人给他祝福。
And it was strangely he asked this person to give him blessing.
第二个奇怪的是，就是哎，这个人真的为他祝福，而且还改了他的名字。
The second strange thing is this person indeed gave him blessing, and also offered to change his name.
其实还有第三个。
And actually, there's a third strange thing afterwards.
这个人很奇怪，改了名字以后说，你跟人跟神角力，最后都赢了。
And he asked that he actually win after he wrestled with God and human.
雅各赢了吗？
Did Jacob win?
但是第三件事我今天不讲，卖个关子。
So I'm not going to talk about the third thing.
我们只看前面两个。
We want to pay attention to two things that I'm just talked about.
各位，你看过很多的运动比赛，对不对？
I'm pretty sure you see a lot of sports competition.
最后那个决赛的时候，赢的在那边欢喜快乐，哇，在那边开香槟，把那个教练高高的丢起来，对不对？
At the end of the competition or contest or sports contest, the winning side always celebrate with champagne and really really happy.
输的人怎么样？
The side of being defeated, what happened to them?
摸摸鼻子快走，对不对？
Sometimes they kind of see discouraged and just walk away.
免得留在那里没有面子又很伤心，对不对？
So they feel they are kind of sorry and they don't want to stay in the place.
可是雅各不一样。
But Jacob was quite different.
他不让这个人走，而且还要这个人祝福他。
He did not let that person go, and he asked the person to give him blessing.
各位，在旧约时代，祝福是一件很重要的事情。
In the Old Testament, giving some people blessing is a very important event.
而替人祝福的时候，那个规矩是长辈祝福晚辈。
And the ritual for the blessing is the senior.People that give blessing to the younger generation.
在上的人替在下的人祝福。
The person who have a social status will give blessing to people with probably lower social status.
好像雅各的爸爸以撒为雅各祝福。
Just like Jacob's father Isaac give blessing to Jacob.
或者摩西为以色列百姓祝福。
Or Moses gave blessing to the Israelites.
诶，我们在这里看到圣经的例外。
But we see a exception over here.
但是机会不多。
There's not a lot of things events like this.
所以你不禁要问，雅各怎么会向这一个人要祝福呢？
So we kind of think about how would Jacob ask a blessing from this person.
雅各求那个人给他祝福，表示他知道那个人的位分比他自己高。
So Jacob, when asked the blessing, he indeed know that this person has a much higher status than him.
当雅各跟这个人角力失败了以后，他知道自己遇见神了。
After he wrestled, he being defeated, he know that.
你说怎么知道呢？
So you ask that question, how did he know?
请问他给那个地方取一个什么名字啊？
Remember he named this place a special name?
比努伊勒。
Peniel.
刚才跟各位讲过，意思就是神的面。
We just mentioned that name, the meaning of that Peniel means God's face.
什么叫做神的面？
What's God's, what does it mean by God's face?
神的面在圣经里面有些时候是说人见到了神。
Well, that means God, people seeing God.
或者神向某一个人显现。
Or God revealed to this person.
或者神的面表示神跟我同在。
Or sometimes means God is with me.
你会发现无论是哪一个都很符合当时雅各的情景。
Doesn't matter which interpretation that is. It's definitely congruent with the situation back then.
所以雅各知道自己见了神，他跟神要祝福。
So Jacob know that he actually seen God, so he asked blessing from God, of course.
他知道神是一切恩典、一切福气的源头。
Because Jacob knows God is the source of the blessing and all source of the blessing.
好不容易见到了这位神，怎么能够放弃跟他要祝福的机会呢
？So Jacob definitely would not miss his opportunity to ask for blessing.
所以雅各紧紧地抓住了神要神的祝福。
So Jacob indeed took a firm hold with God to ask for God's blessing.
不要忘记，他刚刚经历一场失败。
Remember that he was just being defeated.
但是当他知道他所见的是神以后，他紧紧地抓住神要神的祝福。
But after he know that the person that defeated him is God, he take a very good hold of him to ask for blessing.
各位，我必须说啊，雅各算不上是一个灵里面相当成功的人，但是他真的不是一个傻瓜。
Well, we know that Jacob is not a person who has a success in spirituality, but he's definitely not a fool.
他知道那一位神在他生命里面的重要性。
He know that the importance of God in his life.
他知道神可以因着祝福他而让他改变以后的生命。
He know that through the blessing from God, he can change.
所以他紧紧地抓住神。
So he took strong, firm hold of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们虽然也悖逆过神，我们虽然也曾经不敬畏神，我们常常得罪神，但是如果我们真的看见神在我们生命里面的重要性，而你愿意改变自己，我们还是可以凭着神的祝福得着更新的生命。
So brother and sister, we know that we rebel God and we don't reveal God sometimes, but we also sin against God. But if we know that God is really has a very important, has a great importance in our life, then we need to ask for God's blessing to change our life.
甚至于神的管教可能在我们的身上，可能让我们经历过很多的难处，但是当我们学到了神的教训以后，我们不会白白的受这些苦难。
Well, sometimes God has disciplined us through lessons, and we have afflicted a lot of difficulties. But as long as we can live the lessons, then the difficulty we bear will not be in vain.
如果你懂得紧紧的抓住神，跟他要祝福，我们的生命仍然是一片光明。
So we still have light if we know to take strong hold of God.
所以我们看见这个人真的为他祝福了。
So we know that this person that Jacob rival wrestling with really indeed give Jacob blessing.
不但真的替雅各祝福了，而且还替他改了名字。
And not only give him blessing, also change his name.
雅各也接受了这一个新的名字。
And Jacob also accepted this new name.
各位，以色列人非常看重自己名字的。
Brother and sister, Israelites pay attention very much to names.
因为以色列人的名字都代表某个特殊的含义。
Because all the names in Israelites, they all mean something important.
不是随随便便就改名字的。
Names cannot be changed randomly.
往往是有一个重要的经历以后，这个人才会改名字。
Usually after a very significant event, the person's name will be changed.
啊，名字有特别的意义哈。我举一个例子，像摩西。
So let me give you an instance. A name has very significance, like Moses.
告诉我摩西名字是什么意思
？So do you know what it means by Moses?
告诉我有没有人知道？哎，从水里拉出来。
Yes, indeed. Drawn from the water.
这个名字对他来讲有特别的意义，
so、
对不对
？That name has significance.
路德记里的拿俄米，他说：“你们不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我。”
In Ruth, Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi, but call me."
要叫我马拉。
Mara.
拿阿米是甜，马拉是什么？为什么叫他苦呢？
Naomi means sweetness, but Mara means bitter.
为什么叫她苦呢？
Why?
哎，她的先生死了，儿子也都死了，又遇上饥荒，神给她很大的苦难，所以她说不要叫我拿俄米，叫我玛拉。
Because her husband died and her son died, he also afflicted with famines, and that's why he wants her name to be Mara.
所以为什么这里那个人给雅各改了名字呢？
So now why this person want Jacob's name to be changed?
因为雅各刚刚经历一个非常不寻常的事情。
Because Jacob just experienced a very significant event.
就是他刚刚遇见了神。
Because he has seen God.
而各位你知道名字是跟着这一个人一生一世的。
Brother and sister, the name will follow that person for his life.
所以这个名字要时时刻刻都提醒雅各他有这样一个特殊的属灵经历。
So this name will remind Jacob what had happened in his life.
要在他未来的人生里面这个名字要起很大的作用。
So this name will have a great influence to his life later on.
雅各也因为这一场角力得到了新的名字为他人生展开了新页。
And because of the new name that Jacob finally opened up a new page in his life.
这个名字提醒他跟神的关系。
This name reminding him again the relationship between himself and God.
而且是一个新的关系。
And not, it's a new relationship.
这个名字提醒他要跟神联手。
This name reminding to connect his hand to God.
各位，雅各原来的名字意思是什么？
Brother and sister, what is the meaning of Jacob to begin with?
什么？抓。
Is to take hold of something.
他抓谁呢？
To take hold.
他生的时候抓着谁的脚跟出来的呢？
Remember that when he was born, he was taking hold of someone's feet.
你发现他抓的是人。
He was taking hold of people.
现在神提醒他，你跟谁抓呢？
Now God reminding him he need to take hold of different person.
跟谁抓？跟神。
Take a strong grip of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们今天看见这一段经文的时候，好好的想一想我们自己。
So brother and sister, when we read this passage, we really need to reflect upon ourselves.
我们认识神不是一两天的事了。
We have known God not just for one day or two days.
但是我们是不是真的紧紧地抓住神？
But do we take strong hold of God?
还是我们依然抓着那个世界？
Or we take hold of the secular world.
我们是不是真的仰望神或是倚靠神给我们祝福？
Do we actually look to God and depend on God's blessing?
还是我们还没有体会过神对我们的重要性。
Or we have not experienced the importance of God in our life.
以至于我们生命里面没有神的祝福。
So that we don't really have a good blessing from God in our life.
以至于我们现在还在跟神摔跤，仍然在我们的自我里面。
And turns out that we still wrestle with God off and on, and we still...live a life of self-centered life.
更要想一想，我们愿不愿意跟神联手？
We also need to think, meditate whether we want to connect our hands with God.
我们有没有想到我们跟神有一个新的关系？
Do we want to think about we want to have a new relationship with God?
我们现在的生活跟以前的生活应该是不同的。
Our life should be different than before.
我们是不是觉得我自己有一个新的名字？
Do we ever think that we have a new name?
我们有没有常常被提醒我跟神有新的关系？
Have we ever been constantly reminded that we have a new revised relationship with God?
等一下圣餐的时候好好想一想这个问题。
So while we have in Holy Communion today, we need to think about this question dearly.
圣餐有一个意义，就是你跟神的联合。
The Holy Communion has very strong meaning. It's the connection with God.
当你吃主的身体 喝主的血的时候，你真的跟神联合吗？
When you're taking of God's body and blood, are you actually connected to God?
弟兄姐妹，也许神没有告诉你有一个新的名字。
Maybe brother and sister, God didn't give us a unique new name.
好像神替雅各取名字，或者耶稣替西门取一个名字一样。
Like God has given Jacob a new name, or God gives Simon, or Jesus gives Simon a new name.
但是我告诉各位，我们每一个人都有一个新的名字。
But brother and sister, indeed, we all of us have a new name.
这个新的名字叫做 Christian.
And our new name is Christian.
我们新的名字就是基督徒。
And our new names are Christians.
这个名字代表我们属灵的经历。
This represent, this reflect our spiritual experience.
因为我们从一个不信的人变成一个属于基督的人。
Because we all change from a non-believer to a person who belongs to Jesus.
我们从一个原来跟神没有关系的人，现在应该是一个跟神联合的人。
We started out with a person with no connection with God. Now we have connection with God.
但愿这是时常提醒我们的名字。
I'm hoping this is a name that continue and constantly reminding every one of us.
如今活的不再是我。
The one who's alive is no longer myself.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ living in me.
因着这个名字，我们也不再为自己活，而是为那个替我们死而复活的主活。
Because of this, we no longer live for ourselves, but live for the resurrected God.
盼望我们从今天起都为着这个新的名字而活。
I'm hoping that we live for this new name.
我们天天跟神联手。
We connect with God every day.
战胜自己的软弱，也活出神的荣耀来。
Win over your own weakness and live out God's glory.
所以我们应当怎么做呢？
So what should we do?
如果我们要快快的松手，要放下自我，又要跟神快快的联手，活出基督的样式，弟兄姐妹，最重要的就是你重视你自己跟神的关系。
So we need to immediately lose our hands, give up yourself, and then quickly connect with God, and one good, and live out the, as a Christian life. I think the most important thing is really pay attention to God's connection, your relationship with God.
如果一个人还不认识神，或是还没有见过神，你当然看不见自己属灵上的缺陷。
So the thing is, if you don't know God, and you would not know the things that you need in your spiritual life.
就像一个还没有信主的人，你要他承认他是一个罪人，那是多么困难的一件事情。
It's like a person who never believed in God. He will ask him to commit himself as a sinner. It's a very difficult thing.
所以我们要从哪里认识神呢？
So,how will be able to know God?
最方便的途径就是各位，你好好的读经。
The best way to do is to read Bible.
读经祷告是大家都知道要做的事情。
We all know that read Bibles and prayer is what we all have to do.
但是如果很诚实的面对我们自己，我们必须承认，这是很多人都做不好的事情。
But if we actually honestly ask ourselves, this is something is very not a lot of us will do really well.
各位，你看过以前老人家怎么喂小孩子吃饭吗？
Have you ever paid attention to how old folks feed the infants?
在以前
or babies?
以前这种婴儿食品很贵很难取得的时候，老人家怎么喂小孩子吃饭？你有看过？
It's very difficult to get baby formula. Do you notice how the old folks feed the infants?
有人刚刚已经在表演了。
A lot of people start to have some smiles on their face.
老人家先吃一口饭，一口菜在嘴里咬，对不对？咬咬咬。
The old folks will take some food and chew in their own mouth.
咬到烂烂的再吐出来，对不对？ 然后呢，喂小孩子吃。
And speed up and feed babies or infants or feed chewed.
你们脸上不要有那种笑容，你搞不好就是这样被喂大的。
Maybe one of you will be really just being fed just like that.
啊，我们今天觉得怎么样？
Come to think about it, what were you feeling about that?
哎呀，好恶心哦，好不卫生哦。
It's really disgusting and it's not really hygienic.
怎么会有这样的事情？
How would this happen?
各位，如果我们吃一般的食物，你都有这种感觉，你觉得不放心，你觉得很恶心。那为什么我们有些人是这样去吃属灵的粮食呢？
So with the regular food, you have this kind of feeling. And what about the spiritual food?
有些人就说，哎呀，哎，我们要自己花功夫去读经，哎，自己花功夫去看懂神的话，哎呀，真的是啊，很难。
A lot of time we think about it, it's kind of difficult and challenging to read the Bible and understand God's words.
哎，所以啊，哎呀，传道人你去读就好了，主日学老师你去读就好了。
So we let the minister to read the Bible and maybe the Sunday school teacher to read the Bible.
啊，等你读清楚了，你再讲给我们听就好了。
And after they digest it, and they will speak to us.
各位，你怎么放心去吃这样的食物啊？
Well, brother and sister, would you be confident to eat that kind of pre-chewed spiritual food?
你真的那么愿意吃我的口水吗？
Do you really like to eat the food that coming out from my mouth?
弟兄姐妹，所以如果你要真的认识神，你就非得自己去花功夫、花代价，好好的去读经。
So, brother and sister, really want to know, truly know God, you need to spend time to study God's words.
你要自己去咬，自己去吃，自己去品尝。
You have to spend your own time and pay prices to read Bible, to chew God's words yourself.
这是没有办法取代的。
This cannot be substitute by anything else.
否则你所认识的神不过是唐崇荣牧师所认识的神，不过是冯秉成牧师所认识的神，还不是你自己认识的神。
So if you do it, then the God you know will be just a God that maybe God knows by Stephen Tong, pastor Stephen Tong or other pastors.
最后我讲一件事情，
I want to share you one thing.
读经不在乎你读多快，读多少遍。
I want to let you know, it doesn't matter how fast you read the Bible, or how much you read through the Bible.
好，而是你真的有没有读东西进去。
And really, the most important thing is actually ever to take in inside of your heart.
我们在座都是受过高等教育的。
We all have going through higher education.
你应该知道我说的是什么。
So I'm pretty sure you understand what I'm trying to say.
我只是请大家不要再看轻这一件事情。
I want you not to look lightly on this matter.
好好从神的话里面看见神的心意，看见神的属性，看见神要我们做的事。
So through God's word, through the reading the Bible, we should know God's mind and know God's attribute.
如果你能这样做，你跟神的关系一定很好。
If you can do this, your relationship with God will be better.
但愿我们不要再重蹈雅各的覆辙。
So we hope, I hope we will not repeat Jacob's mistake.
松手，不要再跟神角力了。
Let go your hands, stop wrestling with God.
跟神联手，紧紧抓住神，得他的祝福。
Connect with God and take strong grip of God.
也为你自己得着一个新的不一样的人生。
Also gain yourself a new life.
不要再从神面前跑来跑去了。
Don't stop running away from God.
停下来，好好的抓紧神。
Stop and take strong grip of God.
我们今天要借着圣餐来纪念神。
Today we want to have a holy communion to commemorate our God.
我们先来读这一段经文。
Let's read this verse together.
路加福音七章四十七节。
Luke 7:47.
我们可以中英文一起读。
We can read English and Chinese at the same time.
路加福音七章四十七节，请。所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。有一次，耶稣到一个叫西门的法利赛人家里去吃饭。
At one time, Jesus was invited to a dinner in family. His name is Simon.
在那里有一个女人是一个罪人。
There's a woman who has a lot of who's a sinner.
在那个地方，她等着耶稣，然后拿着一瓶香膏。
He was waiting for Jesus and holding up a jar of perfume.
站在耶稣的背后。
Standing at Jesus' feet.
看见耶稣就挨着耶稣的脚哭。
Once she saw Jesus, she stood behind him and at his feet.
她的眼泪滴在耶稣的脚上面。
Weeping at Jesus' feet.
然后呢，她就用她的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
And she began to wet his feet, with her, hair.
而且还用嘴连连的去亲耶稣的脚。
And then, she kissed, Jesus' feet.
然后把香膏抹在耶稣的身上。
And put the perfume on Jesus.
可是那位原本招待耶稣的法利赛人却没有这样接待耶稣。
But the one that invited Jesus, did not do anything like this.
所以耶稣告诉那个法利赛人说，这个女人所表现出来的就是一个罪人应当表现出来的样子。
So Jesus tells the Pharisee, this woman, what he did was indeed what a sinner should behave.
而这个女人因为自己有很多的罪被耶稣赦免了，就显出更多对耶稣的爱。
Because this woman knows that she has a lot of things being forgiven, so she shows great love to Jesus.
耶稣另外一个结论是，觉得自己的罪很少的人，不需要神赦免太多罪的人，就不觉得神在他身上的爱有多丰富。
So the conclusion from Jesus is, if you do not know that you have a great sin to be forgiven, and then you will not ask for much, and God's love will be less.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天要再一次来纪念主，就让我们想一想，我们对神的爱到底有多少。
God,Today is a Holy Communion. We must commemorate God, and then we need to think about how much God's love toward us.
耶稣为我们而死，他赦免了我们的不义。
Jesus has died, for us. He has forgiven our, iniquity.
他向我们的爱显明了。
Jesus has demonstrated his love for us.
但是我们的爱，对神的爱，像哪一个人呢？
But what about our love toward Jesus?
是像那个女人，还是像那个法利赛人呢？
Is it like the woman that mentioned in the passage, or is it like one of the Pharisees?
我请大家在耶稣的面前低头默想。
I'd like every one of us to bow our head and meditate upon this.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
在我们当中，凡是受过洗礼的，都可以领用这个饼和这个杯。若是你还不太明白重生得救的意义，请你让它过去。领到饼杯的弟兄姐妹，我们仍然在神面前省察我们跟神的关系，我们是不是跟神真正的联合，我们是不是因着这样的联合，我们献上了所有该对耶稣献上的爱。
If you have ever been baptized, please take the cup of bread and remain meditations on your seat. If you have not been baptized, please pass the cup and bread to the next person.
我们一同起立。
Stand up。
是不是弟兄姐妹都拿到了这个饼
？Has anyone have the bread？
我们用敬畏感恩的心来领用主的身体。
Let's take the body of Christ with a reverent heart together。
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们要如此行。”为的是纪念我，弟兄姐妹，请坐。
After the supper, God said, "This is blood that set up as a covenant for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
同样的，请大家在座位上好好的省察我们自己。
Continuing meditation on your seat.
请我们一同起立。
Let's stand up.
是不是弟兄姐妹都拿到了这个杯？
Everyone get the cup.
亲爱的主，是的，你要我们跟你联合。
Dear Father, yes, you want us to connect with you.
你设立圣餐，就是希望我们可以跟肢体、跟主一起联合。
You set up the Holy Communion so we can connect with you.
所以我们今天真的再一次省察我们自己跟你有多少的连结。
So we want to examine ourselves how much connection we have with you.
你也告诉我们，我们的罪，如果感觉自己的罪越多，就应当爱你越深。
You also told us that we feel that our sin is great and will love you greatly.
主啊，我们是不是真的认识自己的罪，知道里面有许许多多蒙恩的地方？
Lord, we know that we need to examine ourselves how much sin we have and how much grace that we receive from you.
以至于我们真的应该更多的来爱你。
So we should love you dearly.
亲爱的主，谢谢你今天借着经文向我们说话。
Lord, we want to give you thanks to speak to us through the passage.
求主你帮助我们改变我们自己的生命。
Lord, we pray to you that you help us to change our life.
我们以跟你联合作为我们生命的目标。
We pray that connecting to you will be the goal in our life.
我们以爱你作为我们生命的目标。
And also loving you will be the goal of our life.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
我们借着你的血，你的身体，盼望主你时时刻刻在我们里面。
With the blood and the body that we pray that you will remain in us.
你的圣灵提醒我们。
Your Holy Spirit remind us.
以至于我们真正被你称为那一个得胜了的人。
So we know that we'll be the person who has won the victory.
求主你听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们仍然存敬畏感恩的心来领用主的血。
Take the reverent heart together to have the cup.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Brother and sister, please be seated.
我们要来看一下今天家中的事。有没有第一次到我们当中的？有没有
？Wondering, does any person come here for the very first time?
这一个礼拜可以没有，下一个礼拜不可以没有。
Maybe we can take an exception this week, but next week definitely not.
因为下一个礼拜是我们福音布道的信息，请你带未信主的朋友来。
So next week is a gospel week, so need to bring a new friend to the church.
我们今天看见Brian, Jessica, 还有后面我几个看不清楚的，欢迎Diana, 对不对
？The Brian, Jessica, and Diana.
对，他们回到父母的家中享受。亲情，我们为他们高兴。
We're happy they come back home, to be the family.
好，那我呢，要回到我自己的家一阵子了。
Now it's about time to go. I have to come back to my own home.
我下个礼拜一我也要回家去探亲。
So, starting next Monday, I'll go back visit my family.
谢谢长执会的宽的恩典。
So I'd like to give thanks to the deacon board.
让我可以成行。
So I have this trip become reality.
其实我们回去还有一个更重要的目的，就是帮师母看病。
So one of the important thing is my wife have to go see a doctor.
请大家也为这个事情来祷告。
And I also like you to have keep her on your prayer.
好，第三件是关于我们六月敬礼的问题。
Third thing is about the baptismal service in June.
我们六月份会有一个水礼，所以如果在座或者你知道有谁可以预备好受洗的，那么请你跟Jerry 或者一方联络。
So if you have a heart to for the baptismal service or plan to do that, please communicate with Brother Jerry. So we have some preparation before that.
我们今天的敬拜就在这里结束, 愿神赐福大家, 默祷散会。
Let's conclude our worship service today. May God bless all of you.